don't scream none of that. Look, I just want to talk to you, okay? So when I take my hand off, I need you to promise not to scream. Okay. What? Well, when we were together, usually when your window was unlocked, it meant that I could come in if I wanted, so I did. Crazy. You think I'm crazy? I just told you that I wanted to talk, and I told you why I thought that I could come in. I am having a phase. Mm-hmm. I think black is slimming. Yeah, that's why I'm dressed like this. Look, can you just stop asking questions? I'm here for me to talk to you, not the other way around. Thank you. Look, things have been rough between us the last few weeks. But they don't have to be, okay? We made up at the party and everything was great. I just want to talk it out, okay? Okay, the kid's egging your car was not me, I swear. It wasn't. God. You know I own up to that kind of thing. And I'm not that petty. Well, I did do that thing that one time. Not the point. Look, I'm really sorry about what happened, okay? No, I am. Look, I had set up those plans while we were still broken up and I was upset. And you were doing all these things to make me jealous and it was pissing me off. I had no idea we were going to make up that night. I didn't. I didn't think things would go so well. And by the time I called my brother to try and get him to stop it, he said it was too late. The plans were already in motion. So, I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I didn't do that to you just to piss you off. We had made up. We were fine. We were finally getting back together. Things were going the way that I wanted. I didn't just do it just 'cause. It's something that I'd planned before, and yes, it was childish as heck, but you have to believe me. What? No, I'm not leaving. Not until you at least promise to think it through. This is ridiculous. You're always like this. You won't see reason. No. I won't let you ignore me anymore. You don't want to do this. Trust me. You don't. I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you, okay? I am the best thing that has ever happened to you. And if you kick me out now, you're going to regret it. Because I'm going to make everything better. Look, I know you got hurt during the whole situation, but I pulled a few strings, and let's just say, when you go into work next week, you may or may not have a little promotion. No. Magicians don't reveal their secrets or something like that. Look, you need me just as much as I need you. Don't lie. You miss me a little. You at least missed how persuasive I can be. Right? Of course you did. Why wouldn't you? So, maybe, if you're in a more forgiving mood now, we could discuss? You could at least not kick me out. Really? Okay. Look, I thought laxatives in your coffee while you were due for a presentation at your job. Well, I thought. Look, I fixed it though. Yeah? Well, obviously your plans for the company were beyond brilliant. You just weren't able to present them. So I had a few family friends turn in some favors and recommend your bosses reevaluate the situation. Yes. Well, it's safe to say I may or may not owe them a little internship over the summer now. At least my dad's happy. Whatever. Yeah. No, me and him are still fighting. He didn't take it well when I said I had other ideas for my future, but you know him. Fake it till you make it, right? I just wanted to make it up to you. So if it means I have to lick my dad's boots for a little bit, then surely it's worth it if you're not mad at me anymore. Right? Do you at least believe me? I tried everything to try and call that person, but apparently it was some sort of anonymous thing. I don't know. Probably more for their safety. Not wanting to get fired and such. Right. Yeah, it was shitty. That's for sure. Do you think we could pretend all this never happened? Go back to our conclusion from at the end of that party? Right, no, that's fine. You'll think about it. That's totally fair. I just wanted you to hear me out and know that I didn't do it. That it wasn't like that. That I didn't do it after we made up, like, just randomly, to be mean. It was a total mix-up. So, you know, as long as you know that, I think I can be okay with that. For now. All the rest is a problem for another day, right? Do you think I could stay just a little bit? Look, you don't have to say anything crazy. You can be as non-committal as you want. I just miss you, that's all. And now that we're at least not enemies, I figured I'd ask. No, that's fair. You're completely entitled to ask what's in it for you. But as you well know, I am very persuasive. As we just went over. Remember that thing you like? Oh, no. Not that one. The other one? Maybe I could be persuaded to do that. If you let me stay the night after. Oh, come on, it's just one night. Look, I'll even sleep on your freaking floor if you need it. I just, as long as I'm with you. Really? I mean, I knew that. You love it so much, there's no way you'd turn it down. Right. You mind if I set my flashlight down here? Why don't you just lay back and relax? I think I can take care of the rest. Have a little faith in me. I know my way around, especially when it comes to you. But you know that. Yeah. I promised to do the thing with the tongue. God, you're so needy. But I knew you'd say yes as soon as I offered. Not to brag or anything, but I think I'm pretty good at head. God, and you're so easy. You just quiver as soon as I do anything that you like. Sorry, did you need help? Fine. Maybe I can give you a little show first. No, I'm not wearing a bra. What of it? Oh, come on. I know you too well. I figured that as long as I can manage to have a normal conversation with you, it might end up like this. You want to know something else? I'm not wearing any underwear either. Give me your hand. I'll show you. Feel how wet I am. And it's all for you. No, I don't think so. You were gonna let me sleep on the floor after giving you head. As if. But you think you're gonna fuck me tonight? You are sorely mistaken. But I am a woman of my word, so I don't mind this. Poke and prod as much as you need to get it up. Once you're done, I'll have you shaking like a leaf. I always do. there he is. As big and scary as ever. Now, why don't we get it taken care of? There's that leg shaking I was hoping for. I did say you would, didn't I? Looks like I was right after all. Now scoot over. I want to be Little Spoon.